this is Catherine McShane interviewing for the Swicker Carnival Project, Cardiff Carnival 25th Anniversary. I'm here with Adeola Dewis, and it is the 20th of October 2014, and we're in Grangetown in Cardiff. Adeola, could you spell your name for the recording, please?
A-D-E-O-L-A. Adeola Dewis, D-E-W-I-S.
Thank you. And how did you get involved in carnival in the beginning?
I'm from Trinidad originally, and I was supposed to come to the UK to do my master's. It is connected, honestly.
Okay.
And my fiance at the time was trying to kind of make connections to Cardiff for me, because he lived in Cardiff and I lived in Trinidad and needed to come over to the UK to do my further education. And he discovered Swicker and the fact that there was a carnival here happening. So he made contact with Swicker, and Swicker invited me to come over after seeing my resume and the kind of carnival work that I was doing in Trinidad anyway. So I came over in the summer of 2002 and designed and made some of the costumes for that year. It was interesting because I had been involved in designing carnival costumes for children, but I hadn't actually made it. In Trinidad, you kind of design and then get it made.
All right, okay.
Right? And so when I came over here and I was told to make it, I was like, what? It was kind of like a bit of a shock, but it was kind of exciting to be able to kind of like realize the drawing that you did.
Right,
okay. You know? So that was quite fun.
Can you remember sort of what the designs were or what the themes were in that first year?
I remember some of the designs, but I don't remember what the theme was for that year. I have no idea. I know my husband was, I think it was trying to connect traditional characters with contemporary masquerade, but I don't know what the theme was. I did a set of different drawings, a set of different costumes, so there was no like one specific thing. There was something looking like a waterfall, ended up looking like a birthday cake. there was something to do with big fish, little fish. I think there was something like a midnight robber, something like a Pierrot. So connecting some traditional carnival characters in Trinidad with some stuff that was happening in Wales at the time.
Did you perform in that first carnival?
In that first carnival, I kind of led led one of the groups.
Uh-huh.
They were kind of dressed in a kind of skeletal, wearing black and wearing kind of skeletal kind of costume. And the music for that band was Steve Austin, drummers.
Right.
His little band. So I didn't really perform, but I led the group. I led a small group of young boys. It was also I was quite ambiguous in terms of whether I was allowed to perform or whether I just had to like be a sort of like coordinator going down the road with these children. And I was told by one of the other makers in the group, Amaru, that it was important to play as well, and that was that this was your time to do that.
Okay.
You know, so I felt that was very useful and exciting. So yeah.
And since then, how many carnivals were you involved in?
Since then, perhaps I've made in about, I was designer maker in about two others since then, two or three, and performers in about six.
All right.
So yeah, I performed a lot in the Cardiff Carnival. Not necessarily in terms of joining a band, but Steve from Swicker has allowed me to be an individual character within the procession at times, which I welcome. Because it means that I, it goes with the way I work within, because I'm an artist as well, and the way I work with performance is sort of spontaneous, and I allow the mask to inform the play, and when I have that kind of opportunity, it's exciting because I can make the costume on the spot, and the character evolves from what it needs to be, you know, so, yeah.
So obviously, when you were involved as a maker, you'd have been in the carnival camp,
yeah,
mask camp. But do you have any sort of memories or of the sort of the 3-week build up, sort of how would you describe that?
Intense. Really, really intense. Always, always very intense. The hours are usually quite long. But this kind of rush of wanting it to work, you know, wanting the things to be complete and to work and to look a certain way. I think I have my own anxiety with regards to making generally, and my own kind of insecurities, because I don't consider myself a craftsman in that sense, mm-hmm. being able to bend wire and those kinds of things. But you know, it's something gets made at the end, you know, something that you can wear. I find the mass camp generally, with my experience in Trinidad and my experience here and reading a lot about like Notting Hill as well, I find that the Cardiff mass camp is the one of its strengths, because it's the space where everybody's welcomed, mm-hmm. and everybody can explore this kind of creative energy, whether it's dance or making or contributing to making and that kind of thing. And so not just for me as an individual, but for the getting to know a group of people who live in your area and you don't even know them, mm-hmm. you know, and then not only that, but the relationships that are formed within that space and how they in a way are maintained outside of that space. So that I've seen people who I worked with within that first year in 2002, working mostly with children, I've seen them as young people now in the street, yeah. and they still tell me hello, you know, and stuff like that. And it's strange, but it's beautiful. And I think one of the strengths of the Swicker Carnival, the Cardiff Carnival, is the that mass camp and what happens within that space, you know,
yeah.
in terms of the relationships and stuff.
Was there a kind of, when you were sort of employed as a maker and then sort of later visiting as a community participant, did you see a sort of big difference between the experience?
Yeah, because later on, I especially visiting as a community person, I came with my son or my boys, one of whom is very interested in Carnival. And for me, obviously, there's a lot less stress because I don't have to, you know. There's a lot more freedom. And it's tricky. I think being employed, obviously, you get a whole lot more out of the day, you know. And being a community member, you just kind of get a glimpse of stuff. Often I feel that... And I, once again, everything I talk about kind of stems from my own anxiety about where I am and where I belong. And I know this is not about me, really. It's supposed to be about Carnival and Swicker and stuff. But I think I always have that anxiety about belonging and fitting in.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I come in as a community member, it's important for me, especially if I'm there with my children, it's important for me to find something familiar that I can connect to.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I do feel on the outside of everything, where I don't get that if I'm involved in it, if I am being employed, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm a stamped part of the team. So outside of that, yeah, I need to kind of like make connections. It can be quite isolating, especially because there's often seems to be a turnaround of faces every year.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't always see the same familiar faces. But there is a core team that you can kind of identify. So, yeah, that's the kind of difference in terms of being one or the other.
So in terms of characters you've met over the years, do certain people stick out?
Oh, yeah.
People you've met through Cardiff Carnival?
Definitely. Well, Steve. Definitely. And then there was Amaru Chatawa, who was from St. Vincent and lived in London. He had a nice core group of people that he worked with as well. But for me, he was the one that really stood out in the group. There was Wada, who played Steel Pan. He was pretty cool, and I still kind of keep a bit of contact with him. I see him on the school run, because he works across from where my boys go to school. There was June, Campbell Davis, who's a dancer and choreographer, who I'm still very close to. I think she's amazing. She's great. Who else stood out for me? There was somebody called Anna at one point in time. She was interesting. I learned a lot from her. And then there was June and Ben. Ben and Jude?
Yeah.
They were awesome. I love them. They were great. So those are the kind of like main characters that stood out for me and still kind of like stand out in terms of the team. And then there are characters that come back to be involved in the carnival every year. I know them, but I don't remember their names. Is it Frank? Not Frank. He always dresses as a woman.
Keith.
He's amazing. I really like him. And every time he sees me, you know, he gives me a hug and a kiss. And I think he's awesome. Keith. Yeah. Yeah.
So, in terms of characters you've played or sections that you've been involved in making, have you had any favourites over the years?
Yes. I really enjoyed playing Blue Devil.
Uh-huh.
Blue Devil kind of is a traditional carnival character from Trinidad. And at one year we invited a Blue Devil dancer and a percussionist to come from Trinidad to do a short residency with the carnival. And after that, Swicker has the Cardiff Carnival has done Blue Devil a couple of years, and one year it was a Red Devil. But I enjoyed playing it because in Trinidad it's very male dominated, and here there was an obvious female representative, kind of like much more female dominated in this space. And I feel very connected to that character, and having the opportunity to play that here was awesome, and it really stands out. And I'll play it every year if I can. I'll play it anytime. I love it. I love Blue Devil. I also enjoyed playing a character of mine called Canvas, which is a sort of a black and white character with a mask. And yeah, you know, you don't always find performance opportunities, and the Cardiff Carnival in particular, especially on the street, gives you that opportunity to perform and to play yourself. I think it's something that you don't get in certain other spaces, certain other kind of community, quote-unquote, carnival events,
mm-hmm.
where I think, when for me, as a Trinidadian, carnival means certain things, and the street is very important, or the public visibility, where when there are more kind of community-based events that are called carnivals, sometimes there is there's the strong community aspect, which is a very important part of carnival, but then there's no aspect of street or that kind of being visible on the street in that way, and I miss that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so where there's positive, yes, but there's also that lack of that kind of visibility, and the card of carnival provides that. And with characters like any of the things that I do within my art practice, any of them can find a face, find a space within that Cardiff Carnival, and I think that's good, you know.
So in terms of the performance and obviously, you know, the parade itself, do you have any sort of memories of the various carnivals that you've done? Have you any memorable moments on parade or reactions of the crowd?
I think with the parade, once again, my memory stems from always trying to find my place within the space, and I often tend to go through a process where when I join the parade, invited or not, there's that kind of tricky finding your space to start with, both in terms of like physically finding your space and also in terms of the other masqueraders looking at you as where did you come from kind of thing. You know, I get that a lot. But then that also, that during the parade, there's no one kind of memorable experience, right? They've all kind of had their highlights. And I think the process has been about trying to access what the performance needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm making any sense, but it's sort of like, okay, I'll make it more simple. My most memorable performance was about 2 years ago, or last year, when I played with my 7-year-old at the time. And we were actually in a section that was part of a themed section, and we played with each other while we went along the route. We tried to interact with the audience, but also tried to interact with each other in a playful way.
Uh-huh.
And I really enjoyed that. It was, it wasn't just about me. Mm-hmm. It was about us kind of like forming a scenario. And I could see from the crowd that they were enjoying the play we were having, and in their own way, kind of making up stories about, oh, this is going to happen next, or this, oh, he's trying, you know. So they were kind of like filling in the gaps of what we were playing. And that was quite memorable. But it reminds me as well of when I first came here, and I think it was in 2003 that I played with my husband, and we were covered in mud, and we did something quite similar. And once again, it was improvised, and it was about that kind of sharing in terms of the relationships. Because when I play my individual characters, I'm isolated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always just an individual. And in that way, I feel I can get out of it what I want, but in terms of the entire space and the entire procession, all the things of the beauty that's happening, you become this isolated thing, you know? But yeah, so the mud characters were, it's a similar kind of feeling of improvisation and fun and audience interaction. And yeah, I love it.
So the mud ones, I've got a feeling I might have seen a photograph of this. Was that a traditional carnival character that you brought with you and introduced to carnival?
It's interesting. The mud thing comes from Juve, uh-huh. which is a kind of early morning celebration that happens to welcome in the 2 days of carnival in Trinidad. And so the mud idea came from that. The play of the mud was spontaneous and improvised.
So, and it was, from what I remember, a costume where you were just covered in mud.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it was great.
So, yeah, so obviously that one was a fun one, and the one with your son. Which element of carnival or card carnival has been least enjoyable?
I've been doing a lot of work on this thing, and when you ask me that question, it feels like I go back to what other people have been saying rather than what I actually think. So I'm pausing.
From your own research.
Yeah. So that's why I'm kind of pausing to kind of really get in touch with what I really think rather than what I think, if you know what I mean. And I would say the least enjoyable thing is feeling like a spectacle rather than part of something. Meaning that often the Cardiff Carnival the Cardiff Carnival doesn't seem to be accepted by the Cardiff, completely by Cardiff. So that when the parade happens, it seems to be like a surprise to some onlookers.
Uh-huh.
And it happens incidentally. Well, in the years that I've participated in it, I'm sure it's changing now and people are becoming more aware that it's happening through advertising and stuff like that. But the idea that it's intruding or that it's a foreign thing or whatever, it doesn't feel that there were moments where it didn't feel that, you know, it was a Cardiff thing,
uh-huh.
you know, that it was kind of imposed on Cardiff. And that's the response I get from the onlookers. not from the people participating in it, but from the ones looking on, that it's interrupting their day or it's, you know, an intrusion in some way. That's uncomfortable. And that's when I say spectacle, it's like you're a thing, a show, rather than, you know, a part of this thing, which is what it's supposed to be. You know, the carnival is like a, it's Cardiff Carnival. It's supposed to have this kind of element of ourness. You know, it's ours.
What makes the experience for you? What does carnival mean to you?
What does Cardiff Carnival mean to me, or carnival generally?
I think both, really.
Carnival generally, and it shares with Cardiff Carnival two main things. One is an opportunity to present yourself again. So I use the word representation, to represent yourself, an opportunity to present another aspect of yourself. And this representation could be through the use of a mask or costume of some sort. Mask could be face mask or body mask, right? Through performance. A representation through performance, the way you present yourself in another way from the usual day-to-day self. So for me, carnival is an opportunity for that, and it means that for me. It also, in line with that kind of representation of yourself or another aspect of yourself, it's also an opportunity to, so this is connected, it's also an opportunity to, by representing yourself, get in touch with a different aspect of yourself that needs to be visible, so that I kind of think of it as we have multiple selves, and that the carnival provides an opportunity to make visible another self through the representation, right? So those two things, it's the same but connected. So carnival for me is about that kind of opportunity. Also though, on a kind of more broad level, it's about community, and it's about allowing, besides the visibility thing, it's also about allowing the voice, enabling voice. So it's about through masquerade. When I say masquerade, I mean through masking and the performance of the mask, allowing voices to be heard that may otherwise not be heard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an opportunity. And it's supposed to be empowering. So I think it's much more than just, I think carnival generally is much more than just a time to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can have fun in a festival or a nightclub or where, you know, you could dance and lose yourself to the music in that way, but it's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
That it has a function. It's not just spectacle, and that function stems from the need, a desire, and that need or desire is something that is both communal and individual. So that whatever is expressed within that space can raise concerns and issues or whatever. It doesn't have to be serious, but it's needed,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it could be political, could be social, could be personal. But there's a need there,
mm-hmm.
within the carnival space. That's what it means to me.
And is that what's kept your involvement in it over the years?
I do. I think being in Cardiff, I miss the Cardiff, the Trinidad Carnival. I miss it. And it's, I don't want to say it's the next best thing, but it's, you know, it's a performance opportunity there. And I think it's important as well that my boys become involved in it so that they can use the space as well for their kind of needs and their expressions. And, I mean, it may not start off that serious. It might just be an opportunity to have fun. You know, and I think that's important. That's relevant as well, and it is important. But I want them to know that, to begin to make the links,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so that when they... Yeah, I don't know. I think it's, for me right now, it's about them. It's about my boys.
So is that your involvement in Cardiff Carnival over the years? Has your focus now sort of changed from your initial involvement?
Yeah, definitely. Because I think now... I mean, now when it comes again and my boys show interest in doing it, it's not about me, it's about them. So the shift has completely shifted to be about them. However, when I go back home to Trinidad, the carnival is about me. It's
back
about
to
me
being,
again.
Back to being selfish.
Yeah, back to being selfish. No, because it's once in a lifetime, if you know what I mean. I don't get that opportunity every year. So if I do again, it's, I need this, you know? But for me, this is about them. Because it's their land, it's their space. And I want them to feel that it's not an intrusion on their culture, or it's not a, that it is a part of this kind of evolving space with all these mixtures of people and da-da-da-da-da. And this is a part of it, and it's theirs as well, as everything else, as well as the Welsh dragon and the language and the Welsh cakes and whatever, you know, it's theirs. And they need to be able to claim it and not feel apologetic about it, you know? So, yeah.
So have you, obviously you've been involved now for, 12 years for the Xmit?
Yeah.
So what changes over that period have you seen in the Cardiff Carnival?
I've seen lots. The crew, the main kind of group that work within the space has changed quite a bit. I know it started off with a handful of people from different places in China and Trinidad and all the rest of it. And of course, when I started and had the big St. Vincent group and some other people, and now, they're not there anymore. So that's changed. It's less, I see less Caribbean people in it. It's a lot more, I guess, UK-based people, which is great because I think, well, when I say it's great, it's not great, but it is great in a way, because what needs to happen with any kind of community festival-y thing that is reoccurring every year is that it needs to become the people's own.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of happening. However it happens, but it's happening, you know? And that's kind of a good thing. What's been the other change? One of the things that has happened is sort of the finding ways of allowing the carnival to be encompassed in other activities. So I know when Circa started to do the carnival crew thing, I thought that was a very good move because it allowed the use of carnival aesthetics or whatever in another art form.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that was useful and good and creative and allowed people to access carnivalesque things outside of carnival, which I thought was useful. I don't think they did that before. It's relatively new, right?
I think so.
So I thought that was quite good. What are the changes? I don't know. I think it's definitely developed a sort of, in one year anyway, there was a kind of very distinct kind of Welsh folklore focus.
Uh-huh.
With the dragon themes and Mabinogion. Okay. And those kinds of things. And those are exciting for me because once again, it begins to connect to the space in a real kind of visceral way where people could, and then in doing that, then people begin to claim it as mm-hmm. well, you know, begin to say, I recognize so and so on. And then they could make connections and begin to link with it. But I suspect the idea of the community and the outside community outside of Carnival, because Carnival in a way, the card of Carnival is sort of fringe still.
Mm-hmm.
It still has this kind of fringe outsider thing about it. But I guess part of that as well is because of the way in which it kind of started with, you know, like one man's vision about bringing life or whatever, you know, to a space or whatever. So it didn't come from a community. It didn't start up with a community. It started with a man. And maybe that's part of it as well. Part of kind of allowing, letting it go a bit. Or maybe not, because it needs funding. And in order to have funding, you need to be able to manage the money. And, you know, so it's it's a give and take. But it's okay.
Mm. So what, in terms of its value, Cardiff Carnival's value, and I suppose with an eye to the future, you know, what's its real strength?
Well, lots. I think, like I said, I think the mass camp, the idea of the mass camp and the way people work within that space, I think it's less about the final product in terms of the, you know, the quality of the costumes and the, you know, the intricate nature of every bead being placed in a certain order, whatever. I think it's more about the process, and that's its strength. the process in terms of the mass camp and the process in terms of what the procession allows and what that procession does. And it has the capacity to become something that that can be implemented in different towns in Cardiff. No, different little...
Different local areas.
Yeah, that join on this one day. And it doesn't have to be competitive, but maybe inevitably it will have that kind of nature. but, you know, it has the capacity to build in that way, where the team... Maybe the teams are bigger and they move to different spaces and they enable the community to be able to make... And they enable the community to be able to kind of like find their voice and say what they want to say. And then boom, on the streets, you know? It has that capacity. So yeah, 5 years, 10 years? Yeah.
Do you have a last, I suppose, any... Well, it could be a disastrous moment. Or it could be and any incidents that stick out in your mind that you'd like to share with us?
Not really. No. Sorry.
No? Well, that's fair enough.
No. But I'd like to say that that I know the Cardiff Carnival has had a lot of ups and downs and stuff, and it's for me it's been an emotional ride, being in it and out of it and all the rest of it. But I still feel quite close to it, despite everything. And, you know, I have a very warm place in my heart for it. You know, I feel quite attached to it in some way because it's the first thing that I was connected with when I came here. And it's not perfect, but it's useful. You know, it's useful. Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Thank you.
Sure.